Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Healing the Angry Brain by Ronald Potter Efron is a practical psychology and self-help book focused on anger management through the lens of neuroscience. Rather than treating anger as a purely moral or behavioral problem, the book explains how emotional reactions are shaped by the interaction between brain systems involved in threat detection, impulse, and rational control. Potter Efron writes for readers who struggle with frequent anger, explosive reactions, or a sense that they lose control in stressful situations, while also offering useful framing for clinicians and counselors. The book stands out because it connects everyday anger episodes to brain-based patterns, then translates that science into concrete strategies for interrupting escalation, noticing bodily warning signs, and building calmer responses over time. Its purpose is not to eliminate anger altogether, but to help readers understand how anger becomes habitual and how those habits can be changed through practice, patience, and better self-awareness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book explains anger as a conflict between emotional alarm and rational control. A central idea in the book is that anger is not just an emotional surge, but a struggle inside the brain between systems that react quickly and systems that evaluate more carefully. Potter Efron emphasizes the amygdala as the region that helps trigger fight or flight responses, while the prefrontal cortex supports judgment, restraint, and reflection. This framing matters because it moves anger management away from vague advice to calm down and toward a more precise explanation of why people can know they should stop yet still escalate. By describing anger as a neurological competition, the book helps readers see that feeling overwhelmed is often tied to how quickly threat signals override reflective thought. That insight also reduces shame, since the problem is presented as a learned pattern in brain functioning rather than a simple failure of character. The practical value is that if anger begins as a race between systems, then slowing the body and creating a pause can give the reflective system more room to work. Secondly, the six stages of anger provide a map for spotting where escalation begins. One of the book's most useful organizing tools is its description of six stages of anger. Moving from the initial sense of being offended through the later stages of acting out and receiving feedback after an outburst, this sequence gives readers a way to identify exactly where they lose control, rather than treating every angry episode as the same event. The value of the model is diagnostic. As much as practical, it allows a person to notice whether the problem starts with interpretation, emotional activation, impulsive action, or the inability to learn from consequences afterward. That makes the book more actionable than general anger advice, because people can intervene at different points depending on their pattern. Someone who reacts too quickly may need to focus on bodily awareness and delay, while someone who repeatedly justifies outbursts may need to examine post-event reflection and accountability. The stage model also shows that anger is a process, not a single moment, which means intervention can occur before a full-blown explosion takes place. Thirdly, habitual anger distorts how people interpret neutral and negative events. The book pays close attention to the way chronic anger changes perception. Potter Efron describes a pattern in which strongly angry people begin to interpret neutral remarks as negative and negative remarks as personal attacks. This is important because it shows how anger can become self-reinforcing once a person expects hostility. Ordinary interactions are more likely to feel provocative, and that misreading fuels the next reaction. The book therefore treats anger not only as an emotional response, but also as a distortion of social interpretation. That has major implications for relationships, because repeated assumptions of disrespect or threat can create conflict even when others did not intend harm. By highlighting this cognitive bias, the book encourages readers to question their first interpretation before responding. The analysis also helps explain why anger can spread across contexts, damaging work, family life, and health. A person who repeatedly reads hostility into everyday exchanges is likely to live in a state of unnecessary tension, which keeps the anger cycle active even in situations that could otherwise be handled calmly. Fourthly, rewiring anger requires bodily awareness and repeated regulation practices. A major practical theme in the book is that anger can be changed, but the change depends on repetition and time. Potter Efron argues that angry responses become hardwired through habit, which means new responses must also be learned through practice. He recommends methods such as noticing bodily signs of rising anger, deep breathing, muscle relaxation, and biofeedback. These techniques are significant because they work at the level where escalation first becomes visible. The body often signals anger before reasoning is fully lost. The book's emphasis on bodily cues makes the advice concrete and usable, since readers are not asked simply to think differently, but to identify physical changes and interrupt the pattern early. It also sets realistic expectations by noting that neural change takes time, often months rather than days. That realism is one of the book's strengths, because it frames anger control as a training process rather than a quick fix. readers are invited to build a new response habit through consistent practice, which is closer to how sustained behavior change actually occurs. Lastly, empathy and forgiveness are presented as the long-term outcome of anger work. The final dimension of the book is its ethical and relational focus. After laying out the brain science and the practical methods, Potter Efron turns toward empathy and forgiveness as important outcomes of successful anger management. This is not presented as a sentimental add-on. It follows logically from the book's argument that angry people often lose perspective, misread others, and stay trapped in defensive reactions. If regulation improves, then the capacity to understand another person's point of view can also improve. Forgiveness in this context is less about excusing harmful behavior and more about freeing oneself from constant escalation and resentment. That makes the book broader than a technical manual, because it connects self-control to relationship repair and emotional maturity. It also differentiates the book from anger guides that focus only on stopping outbursts. Potter Efron's approach suggests that the goal is not merely reduced aggression, but a changed way of engaging others. In that sense, the book links neuroscience, behavior change, and interpersonal ethics into a single framework. In conclusion, Healing the Angry Brain is best suited for readers who want a clear, science-informed explanation of anger without having to wade through technical neuroscience. People who struggle with explosive reactions, chronic irritability, or repeated conflict in relationships will find the book especially relevant, as will counselors and therapists looking for a practical framework they can adapt for clients. Its main benefit is that it turns anger management into a process of understanding patterns, how anger begins in the brain, how it escalates through interpretation and habit, and how it can be interrupted through awareness and practice. Compared with many books in the anger management genre, it is more grounded in brain function and more structured in the way it breaks down the anger cycle. It is also realistic about change, emphasizing repetition, patience, and bodily regulation rather than quick emotional fixes. What makes it stand out is this combination of neuroscience, step-by-step analysis, and usable techniques. Readers come away with a better vocabulary for their reactions and a more workable path toward responding with greater control, empathy, and perspective. If you would like to support Ronald Potter Efron MSW PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.